put up so he could not escape anymore.
Yeah, I was a pretty crazy, mischievous kid. You had to put a baby harness on me to keep me in place, right?
On top of that, all the hot chicks that were wearing their bikinis, oiled up, getting tan, he would run right over them in their blankets and cover them with sand.
Yeah, it was a little nightmare. Okay.
And believe it or not, he was diagnosed when he was younger with a speech delay. Do you find that to be true, crowd fans? He doesn't seem to have a speech delay if he's a DJ.
The guy asking mountain or beach? Beach. We lived down on the beach when I was a little boy.
Right on the beach.
Everyone tells me my speech sounds fine. And yeah, I actually had a developmental delay. I didn't really start speaking until I was like 5 or 6 years old.
Well, you said everything but mom.
Ha. Okay. I'm trying to think. So we watched a few episodes of that show with Tippi in it. Is Your Order a Rabbit? What did you think of it?
I loved it.
Okay. What was your favorite part about it?
When the girl that wore Tippi on her head,
Chino,
wanted to be so helpful to the waitress that's father owned the cafe, and she was willing to give her a job, and she went to the back room to change into her uniform when some other Japanese figurine came out of a closet.
Oh, that's when Coco was changing into her uniform and Rize was hiding in the closet with a fucking gun.
Yes.
Yeah.
That kind of surprised me.
That was a good part. Let's see. Any other... Looking through the thread to see if any of their good shit.
I enjoyed all his pictures from Japan. Except one day when he called me and I asked what he was having for dinner. Guess what he told me?
What?
Octopus balls.
Takoyaki.
I kind of was confused, guys.
Takoyaki. It's delicious shit. Okay. Somebody asked, what's your favorite kind of music?
Oh, now. I grew up with rock and roll. So I'm sorry, gang, but you can't beat rock and roll.
Have you liked any Japanese music that you've heard coming out of my computer?
Absolutely. I love it. The other day he had an Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, she's talking about September by Tenma Tenma.
Yeah, and I knew the sound of it and could not believe how beautiful it sounded, mixed in with the Japanese. And I enjoyed the concert he went to with the silhouette. I found that very different from my era of growing up. How would you explain that? It was a...
Here, switch chairs. Switch chair. Take this chair.
How would you explain what you went to? He went to a concert... But it was different than my time. We saw live performers where he just stood there shaking a glow stick.
Oh, sorry about that, gang. I switched chairs to give my mom the chair closer to the mic. She's talking about the Hatsune Miku concert.